on the left, that's the only thing they can do. One of the people that he mentioned was Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia. He was on CNN yesterday, and this is how he approaches his role in a divided Senate. This is cut number one, Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
January 6th changed me, and I was very clear with everybody. I never thought in my life, I never read in history books, to where our form of government had been attacked at our seat of government, which is Washington, D.C., at our capital, by our own people. Now, the British did it, but not Americans. So something told me, wait a minute, pause, hit the pause button, something's wrong. You can't have this many people split to where they want to go to war with each other.
Did the Biden White House talk with you before rolling out their infrastructure plan? And do you have other concerns other than just the corporate tax rate?
I mean, they've been very, very kind in talking. We do talk. We have communication.
How often?
As often as I would like, as often as they would like. I'm always, with President.
Whenever the President directly?
Whenever he calls me, he calls, and we have a good conversation. We've had a good friendship and relationship for a long time. We understand each other. I'm so pleased to understand that we have a person sitting in the White House that understands legislating, understands how Congress works and should work, and understands that basically we've got to represent the people that we represent. And I'm representing West Virginia to the best of my ability, and I'm trying to speak for my state.
Some of your colleagues joke that you're the president of the Senate now. I've heard them in the hallways remark that to you. Do you like this role? How does it feel?
Let me tell you about it. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I've watched people that had power and abused it. I've watched people that sought power and destroyed themselves. And I've watched people that had a moment of time to make a difference and change things and used it. I would like to be that third.
That's Joe Manchin, who says he is going to continue to support the filibuster. We'll see how that stands up in the coming days. But that's what he says right now. By the way, when we come back, Tucker Carlson last night nailed it. One of the best Tucker Carlson monologues I think I've ever heard, and it was about the gun control speech in the Rose Garden, and it was masterful. We'll let you hear that. Also, Dee Mounts, director of Battleborn Patriots, will join us just after 4 o'clock. They are opening up Nye County. They're not waiting for the governor. They're not waiting for anybody. They're going to go 100%. Yeah. And a little bit later on, Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, will join us. Very, very full plate today, but we're gonna get to it all, I promise, on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 3:31 right now as we check out our traffic cams, and there are a lot of them. And we're seeing some congestion right now on the Northern Beltway. Up there, 215 westbound at Tenaya, as you work your way through that light. 215 northbound at Jones. Those lane restrictions are causing some congestion there, too. US 95 northbound, that's at Ann Road. You're pretty much touch and go on the 515 westbound at Pecos, eastbound at the 15 interchange. And do look for some reduced speeds, too, through the resort area of Interstate 15. And it is a Friday, northbound at Sahara and southbound at Charleston. You'll find some slowing in those areas.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Recently, UNLV basketball player Bryce Hamilton went into the NBA draft where he can remove his name from the draft. But even if that happens, he's not coming back to UNLV. He is now also enters his name into the NCAA's transfer portal. And Stadium's Jeff Goodman does report that he has no intention of returning to UNLV next year. Just another player into the transfer portal. David Jenkins Jr., Caleb Grill, Isaac Lindsay, Devin Tillis, Jalen Martinez, Donovan Yep, among the players from UNLV who went into the transfer portal following the season. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are in action this evening as they play host to Arizona. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and...
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the things that I've heard thrown around on cable news just over the last couple of days, especially after the president's speech in the Rose Garden, was this whole notion that America is going to change, that America is going to advocate for change. And I'm not sure they will, but I do want to hold this open, especially for those of you that have been pro-gun most of your life. I want to find out, is there anything that you've heard over the last few days? Pistol braces. I don't know a lot of people that own pistol braces, but there are millions of them out there among gun owners. Is there anything that you would agree to? Assault weapons ban. We had it before for like 10 years. And the problem is nobody can figure out what an assault weapon is. They just don't know. I want to find out from you if there is anything out there that you would agree to, even if it's just, you know, painting around the edges, so to speak. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I happen to be one who believes that this is what the left is trying to do is incrementally disarm America. I really believe that. I honest to God believe that. That what they're trying to do is they're trying to piecemeal gun control. You know, it's like we were talking the other day about how they always change the branding, and now it's gun safety. It's not gun control. Gun control has a bad connotation to it. So they're starting to call it gun safety. I want to find out if there's anything that you would be willing to do. You know, if we talk about compromise, we talk about meeting in the middle. Is there any common ground in America when it comes to guns? I want to find out from you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tucker Carlson. Oh, and by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody, and we'll give you a lot of love. We'll move you up in line. I love first-time callers. They always seem to bring something fresh to the program. Tucker Carlson, though, nailed it in about 90 seconds. His response to the Biden gun control speech in the Rose Garden. This is cut two, and it was phenomenal. This was Tucker Carlson last night.
We often accuse politicians of dishonesty on this show, but there are grades of it. Let's boil it down. Nothing the Democratic Party advocates for is more dishonest than gun control. Everything about that one specific issue is false. Most policy debates actually aren't like that, and we try to be honest about it on the show. No matter how passionate you are about a position that you have, you can still sort of see what the other side is talking about. You might, for example, deeply dislike taxes, but you can still acknowledge it is fair to charge people for the services they receive from the government. So the other side isn't crazy, they just arrived at a different number than you did. Or you can hate abortion, and we do, and you can still understand, if again, if you're being totally honest about it, why a scared pregnant teenager might be tempted to have one. But gun control is not like that. Gun control is entirely fraudulent. The Democratic Party claims that guns cause violence. That's the core claim, and it is a lie. It is provably untrue. The places in this country that have the most guns and the loosest controls on those guns also have the least gun violence, the fewest killings. That's the bottom line. You could look it up. The point is to disarm you, to strip you of your autonomy, your power, your right of self-defense. Gun control is not about guns. Gun control is about who controls America. Is it the population, as in a democracy? Those are the stakes in the gun control debate. It's not about guns. It's about who runs the country.
I thought that was brilliant. I honestly did. I thought that was brilliant. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Is that fair? And again, I'm looking for somebody that will compromise or be willing to compromise a little. It might be, you know, similar to what we did with the bump stocks after 1 October. And there was kind of an incremental, okay, we'll ban bump stocks. What the heck? I guess my point is there were people that were willing to give in on that particular issue. Is there something from what you heard, the kind of the menu from the president yesterday in the Rose Garden, Is there an area for compromise when it comes to gun control? Any compromise? We'll see what you think. And again, first-time callers, always welcome. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, Tucker Carlson is going to fact check the same way the New York Times and the Washington Post did. New York Times just skewered the president for all the lies that were in his message. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I always love when gentleman Jim Dallas comes up with stuff. And so it is, an NFL star who's involved in a mass shooting loses his life, and now we find that it may be something with his brain. What's the story, Jim?
Well, remember a few years ago, Kevin, when CTE was, in fact, a lot of people weren't even familiar with the term CTE until just a few years ago. Remember with all the concussions in football. And it appears that maybe another player has fallen victim to this. He ended up killing a physician there in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. He shot his wife, his granddaughter and grandson. They were 9 and 5 years old. Just a tragic story. Then he turned the gun on himself. And even his father was asked by the press later, and his father said, football messed him up. Now, I guess...
And who's the player again?
His name is Philip Adams. He played on several teams, the 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons, for the most part. He played with them. He was a defensive player, a safety. He was a special teams player.
Wow.
Wasn't really a big star, but at the same time, he was very active in a lot of plays, and obviously his brain took a punishment. As we all know, we've all seen football, and the way the NFL has approached this after the Junior Seau the incident with him.
Yeah.
Remember, he was the San Diego Chargers linebacker. He was a star player, Hall of Fame talent, and he ended up committing suicide, and he shot himself in an area where they could study his brain and the effects of CTE. Now, I haven't heard whether the parents of this young man are going to do the same, but if you'll recall, it just has died down over the past couple of years, all the talk about CTE. It's basically a brain injury that's very similar to, used to call it shell-shocked, or today they call it PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So that's what we're dealing with right now, but it really, we've kind of forgotten about that, haven't we, over the past couple of years?
Well, the National Football League, to their credit, has spent millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, to study this. What they have found, I don't really know. I don't think there's been anything definitive that has been found about it. But the fact is that the National Football League has kicked in, and I'd be willing to bet the Players Association has done something too, spending millions of dollars to try and find out more about this. We'll obviously know more about this eventually,
right,
after the autopsy is done and they study the pathology. But no, that's such a tragic story, though.
And he's not the only one. In a matter of 24 hours, there was a second former Giants wide receiver, Travis Rudolph, who was arrested and charged with first-degree murder in Florida, in Palm Beach County, Florida. And he's a former Giants and Florida State wide receiver. And he didn't play very much either. He caught 8 passes for 101 yards in 7 games with the Giants. And he had a short stint with the Miami Dolphins, too. But he is under suspicion of murder as well. Just within a 24-hour period, we have 2 former NFL players involved in some horrific crimes, allegedly.
Man, that's always good for branding, corporate branding.
Oh, my. Yeah.
The home of murderers. Anyway, thanks, Jim.
CTE. Gentlemen,
yeah, there you go. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us as he does each and every day. Coming up in our next hour, and very excited about this. There is a move afoot to essentially neutralize Governor Sisolak and his emergency powers. They haven't been able to do it legislatively. And by the way, this is week number 10, concluding up in Carson City. But more than that, though, there are communities, 8 counties already have said, we are opening up, and we're opening up now. We're not waiting to May 1st or beyond. We are going to 100%. Now, that may be scary to some of you. It's not scary to me. I think it's long overdue. And Dee Mounts is the director of Battleborn Patriots. They have worked with Nye County to do just that, to open up Nye County and essentially say, we're going to be open for business, effective immediately, 100%. This is something that is long, long overdue. We'll tackle that and a whole lot more. Don't forget, Sam Peters is going to join us, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. Man, it's going to be a busy day. I am so glad you are with us. This is going to be fun. No, it really honestly is. On AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson-Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on The Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670 where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, getting you home, taking you home till 6 o'clock. Sean Hannity was spot on, as he always is, after looking at what's going on along our southern border. And he has come to the conclusion, I have too, I think, it's getting worse. It is not getting better. Listen to this.
This week, authorities arrested a suspected MS-13 gang member at the border. And in recent months, border agents nabbed foreigners on the terror watch list from places like Yemen and elsewhere. So what exactly will it take for the Biden and Harris administration to take the issue seriously? You have unsanitary conditions, massive overcrowding, COVID super spreader conditions, fights breaking out, and now reports of child rape. Known terrorists, we have MS-13 gang members, and what has been the response? Absolutely nothing. There's silence from the White House, silence from Joe, Kamala, Chuck, Nancy, the media mob, Democrats in general, a national disgrace, protecting socialist Democrats, clearly now more important than protecting these kids and protecting our country. And the Biden administration is cramming migrants into cages where they are now being abused in large numbers. And remember, Joe and Barack, they first built the cages for kids in 2014. Remember in 2018, the media mob lied and said, Donald Trump did this. And then they'd show the video. Fortunately, that video was from the Obama-Biden era. Now, this entire crisis is self-inflicted. It's a catastrophe of Joe Biden's own making. He told the migrants to come. He provided incentives for them to come. He held out amnesty as a reward, and he was totally unprepared when they did come. And he's now closed his eyes and his ears to any of the problems he has now caused.
Sean Hannity, as always, hitting the nail on the head. Coming up. Very excited. This is going to be, I think, her second time, maybe her third time on the show. Dee Mounts, the director of Battleborn Patriots, and we'll find out how they got the Nye County Commission to agree to reopen the entire county. 100%. Not 50%. Not, oh, well, we'll incrementally go up to 75%. We're going to do it all, and we're going to do it 100%, and we're going to do it right now. I think that's great, because I don't know what Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Clark County Committee,